Who starts?
Yes,
me?
You're the takeover. You're the host. Oh.
I was like looking at Alyssa. I was like, Alyssa. What's up, everyone? And welcome back to Brown Sugar Hour. I am your co-host taking over, Sarah.
What?
I am Sarah, your co-host who's taking over.
Shoddy, a little bad.
She my little boo. She my little boo thing.
Shoddy got the fatty.
Shorty got the fatty.
Catching mood swings.
Welcome back. Episode
17.
Damn. We're way up there.
I think.
Holy moly. So in this episode, we will. Oh, also, if my voice sounds weird and my mic goes in and out, I apologize in advance. Don't be mad. Be glad. Anyways. I hate this. I'm so nervous. So on this episode, we will be talking about traveling in the first half, places we want to go, places we've been, future plans. And then in the second half of the episode, we have a special guest. And that special guest is my little brother, little in age, not in height. And he's really excited and he's also nervous. So that should be really fun.
He's nervous.
Because he's listened to like bits and pieces of the podcast, but he's never like listened to it fully. So I don't think he knows what to expect.
Get on it.
He's literally gonna say like, I don't want to listen to my sister talk. She's annoying.
Watch him actually say that when he comes.
He probably will. All right, run the intro music. Let's get into it. We're back. So let's talk about travel. Let's talk about the places we have been, and especially the places we've been together, because obviously we're in a podcast together. So let's talk about our trips together.
No, I want to talk about the places I've been without you guys.
Not many, because Alyssa just got her passport.
Wait, you're right.
I still don't have one. I think one of our first trips we all took together was what, to like a day trip to Phoenix or something?
Sedona, maybe?
Honestly, I don't remember, but
I think it was Sedona because I was too scared to drive to Phoenix.
That's one of the first times we also heard, we like became obsessed with Lainey. Like that was the beginning of it. Our other trips that we would actually stay like overnight was like to Phoenix, which we went to Phoenix for multiple different reasons. Like, sometimes for spring training, which we love doing.
I think
that was so much fun. One time, we stayed over at Uncle Joe's house, who we didn't even know.
The four of us slept in one bed for no reason.
Yeah, Kama had the bed all to himself in another room. Just because we didn't want to split up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of forget.
I forgot about those. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Uncle Kayla got so mad at Kama because he was supposed to go back on the bus and he didn't tell Uncle Kayla.
Oh, really? I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Kayla was like, hey, bro, what the heck? Where are you at?
He didn't tell him.
And Kama was like, I'm with the girls.
I didn't know that.
Spring training is baseball, for those who don't know. And also, we had nowhere to shop in the town that we lived in. So every time we went to Phoenix, it was going down. Mm-hmm. It's the empty bank account for me.
Really? It's the having no good shopping places in Flagstaff for me.
It's the
all the places we like to
closed.
Go to got closed down. PacSun, what was it? Forever 21.
No, what was that store? Was that store we used to go to a lot?
Was it Charlotte Russe?
It was Charlotte Russe.
Yeah.
That mall was so small in Flagstaff, though. Like, we had to go away to do shopping trips because there was literally nothing that we could buy.
We bought more clothes from Walmart and Target than the mall.
Yes.
Which is weird to think about, but actually, like, that's like what
we had to do. But they also had pretty good stuff. Like,
Target has such cute clothes.
It was funny because everybody within that went to our university knew that Target was like the place to buy clothes.
Mm-hmm. It was also the only Target in Flagstaff too. Mm-hmm. So that kind of sucked because things were going out of stock really fast. But it's fine. There were two Walmarts though. Were there two or three?
Two. So us going to Phoenix for shopping wasn't like a crazy thing. It was just normal.
And an excuse to get boba.
Oh, 100%. Oh
my gosh, yes.
They had boba. They had boba in the in the town that we lived in, but it wasn't. I actually I never tried it either. I never got it.
I tried it a couple of times.
I was kind of afraid, so I just never got it.
It was, it wasn't terrible. Mm. Like it, mm-hmm. it did its job, but it wasn't like what I needed.
I went a couple times with what's his name, Hotline Bling. That's his nickname.
Wait, I didn't know you guys went there.
That was funny.
I think I remember that.
She had dates that we didn't even know about.
I didn't know you went there either.
You know, I went on. You know, I went on a bunch of dates. You just didn't know where I was going.
Sus.
There was one main one you knew.
Sus. The first one.
The first one is the only one that I remember.
But you guys remember me being like, hey, I'm going out.
Yeah, but then you were like, I'm going for a drive. And I was like, typical. He just gonna drive her around in his weird car. Like, that's fine. But that's the only thing that I ever thought that he would do. Another trip was we would go to California together for like spring break or like Thanksgiving break. And there's like places within California I think that we would frequent. Like, we would go to, like, a boba shop every day.
Oh, because it's super cheap and close to your house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And, like, actually good.
And different ones.
Everything is close to your house. I was so confused. There's a mall. There's a movie theater. There's Target,
because I live in HomeGoods, I live in L.A.
Krispy Kreme.
I live in L.A.
You live next to everything. She was like, yeah, let's just drive down the street. I was like, wow, it takes me like 45 minutes to get to this
place. I feel like that's why I love living in like a big city, is because everything is so close.
Speaking of boba, there was one night where we went to 5 different boba shops and they didn't have boba. Like, what the heck?
Oh,
that's how do you that never that hasn't happened to me since that day. Now you got me craving boba or something.
Me too. I'm gonna get tomorrow.
It's already 11 o'clock at night and I'm over here thinking about milk tea.
I guess it would be like a traveling thing. We went to the Grand Canyon a couple of times. I have a YouTube video on it. You guys should go check it out. It's super cute, kind of aesthetically pleasing, you know.
I think we went to the Grand Canyon so many times because we went on the free days, except the time that we went with Ali's mom. I don't know. It was cute. Yeah.
Oh, that was just us three.
Yeah, I was working.
Can we talk about that one time we were coming back from the Grand Canyon and we blasted the
AC? Oh my god.
And though it was so cold outside because we thought that's what would help make the
foggy.
We were having
defrost.
It was a real problem or not though, foggy. Because we couldn't decide if we should put the fan to hot or if we should put the fan to cold. And then we're like, no, it's supposed to match what's outside. So if it's cold outside, then it has to be cold in the inside because it's because we're warm. And then
I definitely heard we that, though.
We were freezing our butts off.
So have I. That's what I've always thought that.
See, I always thought it was hot.
Well, I've heard both.
And I thought it was hot.
So no, I thought it was hot, but then Sarah them, and, like, I think it was Sid and Kiana, like, they were thinking it was cold. So then I was like, oh, shit, maybe it is cold. So we were freezing. My window was fogging. It was dark, and there's no lights on that highway. So we're driving pitch black with my high beams on, foggy windows, freezing cold. And we like cracked the window open because we're like, oh, maybe like fresh air will help.
And it was the beginning of spring too. So that's still super cold.
Either way, we were kept turning it. We're like, maybe it's hot. Maybe it's cold. Maybe it's hot. And literally what we ended up doing is just like, all right, Brandy, we need to wipe your feet really quick. Let's just wipe your
I feel like I had a rag or like we used like our jackets or something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
God, that was so funny. It was hella dangerous, but it was so funny.
Like, luckily there was no one else. Yeah. There wasn't really anyone on the road at the same time as us. So yeah.
No. Me, Brandy, and Kayla went to Vegas.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Did we
I have work
Friday? Or no, well, I know we stayed till Monday because
you stayed till Monday?
Yeah, because I remember posting and captioning it like not having Monday classes.
Oh, was it because they had classes then?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was probably that.
I think then. I probably had work.
Because I would
difference between
went.
Communication majors versus other majors.
I don't think I had Friday or Monday.
Yeah, I mean, I think I only had like a workout class or something.
Yes, and we probably skipped it.
Oh my gosh. You know, I probably had
that
something.
That one was crazy because...
It's okay because...
What? Or work.
Me too. I said it's crazy because that you two had went together with Kayla, and then Alyssa and I have also gone to Vegas together. So it was like without the rest of you guys.
Balancing it out.
Uh-huh. It balances our friendship. I went
to Vegas. Yeah, so I went just because Sarah didn't want to drive by herself to Vegas. But it ended up working out because my grandparents came to visit Flagstaff a week before. And they were like, oh yeah, we're heading to Vegas next weekend. And Sarah was like, no way, I'm going to Vegas next weekend. And so my grandparents offered their room to us, or to me, because Sarah was already going to go for Life is Beautiful. And I was like, no way. So I helped out Sarah, and I also got a free room. So it was win-win for me, and I had so much fun.
Thank God Alyssa came, because I fell asleep driving on the way back. That was like literally the scariest thing ever, because I was having a conversation with Alyssa, and then I fell asleep and Alyssa woke me up.
That's crazy.
We also went to sleep at 4 and woke up to leave at 7 because I needed to get to work at
8,
whatever time I needed to get to work at. No, it took 3 hours to drive from.
I think she had work at like 10.
Oh,
something like that.
Yeah,
and I went to work in what I slept in.
She went to work right after. She drove to work. Then I like woke up again. I was like, I'm driving home.
Oh, we also went to Tucson
for a day. We went to Tucson for a day.
That was fun.
We should have stayed longer.
Stay over.
We should have.
Like, we just weren't thinking about it.
Why didn't we just make a last-minute choice to just stay
over?
I
don't think we had anything. I mean, we could have bought, but...
We could have figured it out. I just think, like, in the moment, we were like, no, let's just go back. It's okay. Dumb. We should have stayed.
Sarah has a friend that went to school at U of A, and then I had a friend who was visiting for a softball tournament. So I was like, oh, I want to go. I'll go watch you play or whatever. So we went down, and I guess we just... I don't know why we didn't think about staying the night.
Missed opportunity, for real. On another note, let's talk about this Flossy Posse future trips that we all have mentally.
Oh my gosh, I have so much. I have a list.
We have so many that we all want to like do together that we're just like waiting to just all hop on a plane and just go.
What is your guys' number one trip that you want to take as a
with each other?
Yeah.
Greece.
Oh.
Like a little sisterhood of the traveling animals moment.
Oh.
Either Greece or Spain for like some Cheetah Girls 2 reenactment.
Barcelona. Oh my gosh,
can we please do Spain?
We are
majority of the places I want to go to are so I can reenact things
from movies or shows.
Yes, and I need to reenact them with people who will reenact them with me and understand.
100%.
100%.
You can breathe in the music. The city makes. Move by the rhythm. Gypsies play.
I can already.
Deep inside.
Alyssa said, not yet.
Alive. I
know. I was joking. Go ahead.
I can see us all like having like cheetah outfits while we're in Spain. Like, we're just taking cute little photos.
I need
a little
to sit
1-2.
And be like, garçon. two cokes with this, two glasses filled to the top with ice and lemon wedges. Can you not open the cola? Gracias.
We go to Rome.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, Lizzie McGuire. Why not?
I want to go to Italy for my honeymoon, I think.
One trip that I have in mind is Nashville.
I knew it. I knew you were gonna say that.
I knew it. I knew you were gonna say Nashville, so that's why I didn't say it.
One, the music capital of the world. Two, cowboys.
It just looks so much fun.
It literally looked like we'll have a blast.
It sounds
very
fun.
Hannah Montana vibes.
Yeah,
you can drive out to the country and like go to a farm.
I feel like we're not like really all like country people, but like I know when we go to Nashville, we're gonna embody that shit so hard
in the culture.
Yes, like I'm about to be wearing Daisy Dukes with some cowgirl boots. Like it's going down. I am brown, but it's still going down.
It's going down for real.
I'm yelling timber.
Oh, that's a different song, but okay.
I really want to go to New Orleans.
Ooh, that's like some girls' trip.
I really
that's on my list.
I really want to do Mardi Gras with you guys.
That'd be fun.
I know.
Throw some beads, dance like, in the street.
Experience it all. Also, I really love like jambalaya, some beignets. Ooh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm excited to go there for the food. So we stated all of our Flossy Posse vacation locations, but we all have aspirations, I guess, to live somewhere else.
Yes.
Have always been saying I want to move to New York. I feel like I bring it up in every podcast. It's that manifestation. I believe in it. I'm going to keep saying
it. It's going to happen for you, Sarah. I already know it.
Praise God. I hope it does.
Yes, it will.
But not only do I want to move to New York, 3 out of the 4 of us would like to live together in New York.
You did a little song for a second. I was like, what did you?
I had to count to make sure. I don't know.
I think I've always either wanted to live in LA or New York at least sometime in my life. Because I know there's just like a lot of really great opportunities. And I don't know, ever since I went to New York my senior year in high school, I freaking fell in love with it. I thought it was so cool. Every time I say that, everybody's like, ew, that's like super expensive.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere is expensive. Like you can't live the best of both worlds anywhere.
Also,
to support my decision.
Could you imagine?
Enactments? I'm all about it.
I've been seeing a lot of TikToks of people like walking like everywhere in New York during this quarantine, because like what else is there supposed to do? So people are like doing like 5 mile walks around New York and like taking pictures and stuff. I'm like, that'd be so much fun.
I gotta get in shape.
But they take breaks. They take breaks and like, let's go grab a drink. Let's eat here, you know? Brandy wants to do a van expedition and I want to live vicariously through her because I could never.
Yeah, I kind of want to live in a van. That sounds so granola and hippie, but it's true. Like a couple weeks or a month, you know. I also want to live in, like they said, New York, also Japan, Australia. Yeah.
I've never traveled out of the country, so I don't know where I want to go. So anywhere my passport can take me, I want to go.
More and more, I want to move to New Zealand. Like,
oh, we can't wait to visit.
Oh, fun. Like, I was Pohai and Tamanui got like really excited about it. But now, like, the more I think about it and the more time passes, the more I could see myself there and, like, want to go.
Oh, my gosh. It's,
like, crazy, though, like, thinking of changing citizenship, though.
New Zealand doesn't have dual citizenship, right?
So I gotta be all in. But, yeah, I've been looking at, like, how to go about, like, becoming a citizen, being a teacher there, like, how it works as far as like looking at credentials, like if they look at like master's degrees, like the which they do, and ooh, it's
I think for you
it's something like a point system, like for however much like education or credentials you have, like you go up on the point scale and then like your salary is determined that way. But yeah,
before we end this segment about travel, can we talk about some of our travel horror stories, like missing flights, terrible hotels or missing shuttles?
Oh my god,
like what's popping with you guys?
I feel like it was so common for us flying from Hawaii, worry that we were gonna miss the shuttle because we would want to book the most recent or like the earliest one after our flight so we wouldn't have to wait long, but then there was always a delay
on the flight.
Yes, and then we'd be afraid that we'd miss it, so then we'd have to like let the company know. And yeah, I feel like that was always a thing.
I don't know. I don't think I had any horror stories.
You've never stayed in a hotel with a little cockroach in there or something?
Mm. No.
I don't think I have.
I mean, I do have, like, Seaside Hotel or whatever.
So, to reiterate, I live in LA. I fly out of LAX, which is one of the most populated airports in the world. To get there, it's always traffic. Well, it's always traffic with anywhere in LA. It's always traffic. And then when you get to the airport, it's like 15 minutes of trying to just even get to your, like, where you're supposed to go. I got in an accident. We got rear-ended on the way to the airport. And we had to pull over on the side of the road. And I called a Lyft from the side of the road to swoop me, pick me up on the side of the freeway. And then he took me to the airport. And I literally ran through TSA, and then I was the last person on my flight to Boston. Oh, and I was running, and then by the time I got to my gate, I was running like my shoes weren't even tied. I just slipped those suckers right back on. And then my cousin and I were all on the same flight, so both of us were running, we were going nuts. Regardless, made the flight, made it to Boston, last person on the flight, still got it.
I just thought of one. And I don't know why it wasn't my first thought, because it was, like, the worst time of my life. So, the last trip I took to New Zealand, I was in Flagstaff my last semester. You guys are gone. And so I had to fly from Flag to Hawaii. I was here for a couple days and then going to New Zealand. Went through everything I needed to pack. Was so sure that I had everything. The night before I left for New Zealand, I went to grab my passport to bring it out and did not have my passport. It was in Flagstaff.
Oh my God, yes. I didn't know that.
I looked at it on my dresser. And so in my head, I was like, okay, passport, cool. But didn't grab it immediately. I was just kind of like scanning and then somehow just like missed it and left. I realized I was missing it while I was on FaceTime with Tam Nui. And so he's like, you're joking. We leave at 1 tomorrow. And I was like, trying to comprehend, but like trying to get him to not be so mad at me. Immediately woke my mom up and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, help me. Like, it's in Flagstaff. I'm not going to fly to Flagstaff and fly, like, zero idea of what to do. We were looking things up and there was an emergency passport. You had to pay $200, but I was like, I will pay whatever I need to get on the flight, especially because Tom Nui's dad bought my ticket. We booked it there in the morning, me and my mom, told them the situation, paid for it, everything. But they're like, it takes a couple hours to print, so like we'll try and be as fast as we can.
You better speed that printer up. Yeah. I don't even care,
because they're like, usually we'd call you back either by the end of the day or the next day. And we end up talking to the security guard and he goes, your situation's so crazy, like I would hate for like the computer to crash or something. And I was like, dude, that's not funny.
Oh my God, he should have not said that.
30 minutes later, the power in the building goes out.
No and way. Shut because, up.
Because a guy came out and was like, looks like we're going to be able to get it printed. I immediately looked at the security guard and he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But I like didn't even really care about him. Then finally the lady comes out and is like, we're not going to be able to do it. I was crying.
I would have started crying.
I had to call Tom's dad. God. I came back to the office the next day, picked up my passport. The security was there and he was like, hey, what's up? I was like, hey, homie, like, how's it going? 2 days later, and then met up with Tam Nui and the rest of them.
Wait, how do I not know this story?
I didn't even know that happened.
So much, and I was so distraught that I just didn't even bother telling anybody.
Because I was going to say, at the end of the day, you went to New Zealand. So what?
I know.
What was the ending? So I was thinking maybe it's going to be like a really nice ending. It was the worst possible
day. I was like, the power just had to go out.
That's so crazy. But I'm so happy you were able to still
go. But it sucked that everybody in New Zealand knew why I was late.
So on that note, we're going to take a breather. We're going to take a break.
I'm reliving it.
Come back for our special guest. And we back. Welcome back. Second half. And we have a guest.
Yeah, who do you have with you? He looks familiar.
Hello, never seen him before. I'm Sarah's sister.
You're my sister.
Or brother, excuse me. I'm her younger brother.
You want to say something about yourself? Well, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old. I just turned 20 July 21st.
Wow.
I'm currently...
He's saying wish him happy birthday.
No. You don't have to. I just started my junior year of college. I'm a cancer. Started my junior year of college. I'm a kinesis major. I am excited to answer these questions today.
Yay. Welcome.
What's some fun fact about yourself?
Fun facts. I'm a boba connoisseur and I love playing volleyball.
Amazing.
We are all boba connoisseurs.
Wait, so what is your go-to boba drink?
Classic milk tea. You know, you never go wrong, but a lot of places do mess it up.
I'm here for that.
You know what's weird? I feel like whenever we get milk teas, there's some places who really mess it up, like really bad.
That's why you have to go to my boba shop and see my boba boy. Because he got all the flavors.
I'm going there tomorrow. Okay, I'll say hi for you.
You got a boba boy?
She has Zachary doesn't listen to the podcast.
Sorry.
Oh, you don't listen to the podcast. Boo.
I'm with the... Am I allowed to curse?
Yes.
Sure.
You can cuss. I cuss.
I ain't with the shits right now.
Okay, so now we're going to get into a little game.
Get into it.
The Grove Girls versus...
Zach.
My younger brother. We need like a cool nickname.
Zach. Why did you just say Zach?
Zach. It's four letters.
Somebody called us twins like last month, which I honestly don't see it. That girl, remember that drunk girl?
Yeah. Oh man, I didn't have a good time there.
Okay, here's the first question. What was my favorite lab that I took in college? You know this one because we've talked about it, Zachary.
So you got this one.
I literally talked to you about this the other day, Zach.
Give you a slightly.
I don't know if we're going to get it right. But so we all came to the conclusion that it's probably Bio 181 with my TA, Austin. I mean,
you're wrong.
Is it microbiome?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It's microbiome.
I was thinking microbiome because you like the drawing.
You know, microbiome is one of my favorite labs too.
Microbiome was one of my favorites. It's also one of the labs that I like did the best in. Okay, half point. I'm gonna keep score. This is a two pointer. If I were to get a tattoo tomorrow, where would I get it?
I know it already.
And what would it
Can
be?
Can I say it? I know it already.
That way, give us a chance. That
all right. Let me say.
You want to go first?
Yeah, let me go.
I think you might be wrong, but okay.
Okay, you get a star, and it would be, I don't know, on your rib cage. That's a very popular place, like underneath your armpit or something.
Okay, Brandy, please take over.
You would get your grandparents' either birthday or death date in Roman numerals on the back of your neck.
That's exactly what I would get.
Bro.
Exactly. Wait, what I would get.
This has been doing this for like ever.
So loud. Sorry. I've literally been saying that I wanted our grandparents' anniversary in Roman numerals on the back of my neck. So that's a 2 point. You didn't even get the location right, Zach.
Bro, last time you talked about this was like years ago to us when you and Monong were discussing it one time. And I was like, oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and your brother,
I would have never thought that'd been
your brother
favorite
would get
thing
his
to do.
Greek letters on his like bicep or something.
Okay, so that 2 point goes to the Woo! Girls.
Good job, girls.
Here's another one. This is also tattoo related, and I literally talked to Zachary about this.
Oh, I know it already.
Last week.
Oh, you didn't.
I want a tattoo in the inside of my lip.
Oh,
what do I want? It's four letters.
FBGN, boy.
Okay, Zach can have this.
Hey, way to give him a chance.
Bro, ain't no chance
it's fine,
given.
It's fine. Ain't no chance given.
We gave you a chance.
We paused for you.
You guys have too much of a lead now. I have to.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say
we were okay. We're ahead.
Yeah, it's a one pointer.
I had to do something like dumb. Like
I knew it was an abbreviation.
Good job, Zachary.
Yeah.
This is another two pointer. So Zachary, you could come back.
Yeah, this is an opportunity right here.
So in my notes, I have a list of baby names. For 2 points, give me two names on that list.
Yeah.
I've never even seen the list before. You've talked about it, and the times I've looked at it, like, oh, give me my phone.
No, we have talked about it, Zachary. If Zachary knew me, he would know that I only want to use like male names, like met, like names that are usually
You like
males.
The names of cities or states.
Never heard that before.
Okay, we have one name.
Even if I have a daughter, I'm going to use a male name.
We have one name so far. Ali, do you want to say that name?
Oh, yes. Ronnie?
That's one name. I'll give you 0.5 if you can spell it.
R-O-N-I?
Yeah, good job.
Ronnie, are you serious?
Yeah, that's on the list.
You want to name your kid Ronnie?
Preferably a daughter.
His face
Zachary,
is like,
come
what
on,
the
there's
heck?
One more. I know. There's one more point up there.
Keanu.
Did you say Keanu? That's a Hawaiian name.
Keanu sir, yes, Beats? Sir. I said that.
What do I look like?
Alyssa, go
Can
for
I name
it.
The Filipino one? I don't know if you were going to name it first name. I don't think it is, but it's Piolo. That's like middle name.
That is on my list. Wow. It's on my list.
What's up, Inigo Pascual? Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You guys are whack, dude. Just kidding. Here's another one. Zachary?
Go for it.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Who is my favorite artist at the moment?
I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
You can go.
You guys can both get the point, you know.
Brent Faiyaz.
Oh, I love Brent Faiyaz. Do you know that his song No One Knows?
Yeah, I actually talked about him on one of our podcasts.
His song No One Knows, I really like.
I did not know that.
That's why I thought you guys would have known that, because on one of the podcasts, we were talking about who our favorite artist was, and I said Brent.
That was Faiyaz. Weeks ago.
Yeah, sister.
You know what? It's all right. I'll take the points. Yeah, I'll take the points.
You all should know this one. What's my favorite season?
Spring.
Bradley goes, I already know it. Spring.
Wait, I didn't know. Sorry.
I say fall.
Brandy is right. It's spring.
What else you got for us, Sarah?
What's the dog breed that I always wanted?
Dalmatian.
What were you going to say?
Dalmatian.
It is a Dalmatian. Did you cheat?
No. I was genuinely thinking that.
Here's a bonus point. I have a stuffed animal Dalmatian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys know it. What's the name?
What do you mean?
What's the name?
Purple?
You're right. It's purple.
That's more than just a bonus point. That is so specific, Mona.
Wait, Zach, did you know that?
Yeah, I knew it right when she said it. Because it's the most disgusting looking thing you'll ever see. It's like black and the clothes hasn't been washed or the bear hasn't been washed in years.
I don't sleep with it. It's just like in my room.
It's in your room somewhere around here, like with the head stuffed in between his legs or something.
But you guys are both correct. It is purple.
That is so funny.
Brown, because that's the only stuffed
animal. She said, what's my favorite color?
Yeah,
that's like the only stuffed animal that you've ever talked about with us. These are some very good
questions. Wait, Ali, you're done with school now, right?
I'm in my master's program.
Oh, you're getting your master's now?
We're just saying you should listen to the podcast.
Thank you.
I know. I should. I spend a lot of time driving.
Your brother listens to the podcast.
My brother's just trying to look for information and tea on my sister. So when it comes to the family and anyone who doesn't listen to it, oh, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that?
He really talks about that. He really does
and he's going to hear me right now talking about it. And you know that I'm going to expose you, big dog.
Yeah, I already knew that.
Are you ready for this next question, Zachary?
Go for it.
If I go out to a bar and I'm trying to get turnt, I'm trying to pop off for the entire night, what am I continuously drinking? Like, once I throw one of these back, I'm about to go get another one. And I'm about to continue that cycle.
Can you get them by the pitcher if you like?
This isn't a pitcher beverage.
Okay. Oh.
It's not a pitcher beverage.
Is it a mixed drink?
It is a mixed drink.
I'm going to say adios, motherfucker.
No. A mixed drink, Zachary. I said an alcohol and like a drink.
Oh.
I also don't drink those anymore because those do not go well at
old age.
It's more than two things.
It's a vodka cran with lime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. If I'm trying to stay turnt, I'm gonna start drinking hella vodka cranberries.
Why vodka?
Because it's easy to drink. And with cranberry and lime, you can literally throw that back. Here's another. Ready? I also have a list on my phone. And this is a 2-point question. Zachary, you better come back.
I'm listening.
Name 2 food or beverages that I do not like. I feel like this one isn't that hard. I wouldn't say I'm a picky eater.
You don't eat anything. I'm not saying that like you don't like food. It's just you don't eat much of anything. Like you got like box of crisp and chips underneath your desk. That's all you eat.
Stop exposing me. What do you mean I don't eat anything? Give us an example. What do you mean?
Okay, we got Cane's today. You had like 1 chicken strip.
I just don't eat a lot.
1 chicken strip, bro?
I had
toast. A baby can eat more than you.
I had toast and fries.
2 fries.
I had more than 2 fries.
3. Sorry.
Okay, well, the thing is that I pick up food for my family most days, and Zachary went today. Do you have a response for that?
What, I grabbed the food for the family today is...
Okay, we're going to say our answers.
Okay, yeah, they can say their answer first. Go ahead.
Caramel and orange juice.
Correct. I think orange juice tastes like vomit, and Ali nods her head because she was like, that's her explanation. And caramel, it has never sat well with me. The thought of it even grosses me out, too.
We had, like, 5 answers.
They have the points.
You guys have 5 answers in your group?
Yeah. So we also have, just for fun, sour cream.
Hate it.
Cream cheese.
Hate it.
Yellow cheeses.
Yellow cheeses.
I also hate it.
Do you remember that one time back, going back from Utah, we went to Einstein's Bagels, and you got a bagel. Did you get cream cheese on it?
Nope, I got honey butter. Zachary, you don't know what I don't like.
You know what? I was thinking of mac and cheese, but you still eat mac and cheese.
I love macaroni and cheese.
But you hate yellow cheese?
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese.
Okay, well, I don't love macaroni and cheese. I only really like Kraft macaroni and cheese, and all of the other cheeses, I don't like. All of the other macaroni and cheeses, I don't eat.
You wouldn't put like a slice of cheese like on a sandwich.
No, yeah. Never. I don't eat cheeseburgers either. I don't eat cheeseburgers, quesadillas. What's next? What other thing has yellow cheese?
Quesadillas, bro. I didn't know we were in middle school. Quesadillas? Are you serious? You don't eat quesadillas?
I don't like yellow cheese. Can you name something I don't like to eat? He's being so annoying.
No, bro. I can't.
You think I eat everything?
No, literally everything they said, I agree.
Oh.
But outside of that scope, I have no idea.
Name something that she does like to eat then.
Yeah. What do I do?
Do you like to eat? Yeah. Cereal out the box. No milk.
Wait,
you
so
just
true.
Stick your hand in there and
that's so take true. Handfuls.
She would have like Captain Crunch berries.
Yes.
Berries on her like.
Like, was there a Trader Joe's in any of you?
No.
Okay, so the Trader Joe's down the street from here, she goes at least 3 times a week. And she always buys like different
the talkies. Things.
The talkies, secondhand talkies, and then she just bought these ketchup chips.
Ew.
Just different things. And she also bought these granola stuff, like different things every week or every trip. Because she either saw it on TikTok or she was walking by it and she was like, oh, I've never had that before. Let me pay $20 for a freaking small pack of whatever, you know?
You eat that.
I eat it because if I don't eat it, no one else is going to eat it. And you just wasted all that money. Proceed.
I grocery shop for my house, listeners.
You grocery shop for yourself and then...
I'm not that bad. I'm not as bad as dad.
You get Dunkin' Donuts every day.
Okay, because I drink coffee. And not every day.
Every other day.
Like at least 3 times a week.
4 days a week.
No.
All right, we're deviating too much.
Next question. What's my coffee order?
From where?
Okay, I got it.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. So from Dunkin', you get a vanilla iced coffee with the donut holes with 3 or 6, what is it? The 6 chocolate and the 6 glaze?
It's 5 and 5.
Or 5 and 5, excuse me. And then
I don't eat all 10. I share them with my family. Okay.
And then at Starbucks, you get like a matcha green tea frap. No? All right, whatever. That's what I remember.
Okay.
And then at Dutch Rose, you get a kicker with like 4 shots of espresso in it or something like that. And then I can't remember what you get at Phil's. Oh, do you get like a mint mojito?
Oh, dang it. Good job!
Yeah. Give me some.
You got from Starbucks.
With Starbucks, you get an iced coffee with half and half.
That's what I get from Starbucks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whenever we go to Starbucks, you get that green drink.
I haven't gotten that green drink in years.
Okay, just for reference, you get... Oh, sorry, Ali, what were you going to say?
I also had that Dutch order.
The amount of sugar and caffeine in each one of those drinks.
Is this an intervention?
Yes.
You need to see a doctor.
No, I didn't know you go to Dunkin' all the time now.
Yeah. Me neither.
Like, I feel like that's relatively new.
Mm-hmm. It is relatively new. Zachary, you got, let's say you got 3 points. Yeah?
You want to give me 3?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
And then I think they also got...
Yeah, they got 4 because of the Wicked.
No, I said the Wicked.
Oh, did you guys know that the Dunkin' Donuts is like around 20 to 25 minutes away from my house,
it's
right?
Not that
one way.
Far.
That's one way. Right? She goes there 4 days a week. So it's about, what, 40, 50 minutes of driving a day just for
an
iced coffee she takes 2 sips of? When the Starbucks is...
Oh, yes, because she's a sipper. She doesn't drink it all in an hour.
No, she doesn't.
And sometimes she has, like, this much left, and it's still almost half of the cup left.
Oh, my God.
And she leaves it on the table, doesn't she?
Yes, literally. So they went to... Her and my auntie went to Tierra Mia.
They don't know what Tierra Mia is.
Oh, it's a Mexican coffee shop, and it's a chain joint around here. And she ordered...
What do I get from there?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
You got to order out the frappe or something.
I did get that.
So she got
that.
Yeah. It's very good. I don't know what she's talking about. She took 2 sips of it and just left it on the table. And my mom confronts her. She's like, oh, you don't like it? No, I don't like it. Are you going to throw it away? Just left it there.
I like how Alyssa goes, she drinks half of it, leaves the other half on the table.
And then gets another coffee the next day.
It says there's one like 10 minutes from Hacienda Heights.
It's because it is 10 minutes
it's
away.
It's not 10 minutes
because
away.
Because
she looked it up.
It's near Whittier, right?
That's right next to the Trader Joe's. That's the one I go to.
10 to 11 minutes.
See, Zachary?
Ali, it is currently 12:24 at night. When she goes, it's midday with traffic.
Okay.
And, I mean, you know what? Probably right now, it would be 10 minutes. I wouldn't doubt you one bit.
If I go to an Italian restaurant, what am I getting?
Does Olive Garden count?
Any Italian dish is acceptable, and you guys both can receive points on this one for an extra point on this question. If I'm ordering a soup with it, what soup am I getting?
At Olive Garden, you get the 5 cheese ziti. Yes. And
I'm not supposed to say.
And that's right. And minestrone soup.
Zachary,
I was gonna say chicken Alfredo with tomato basil.
You are incorrect on the chicken Alfredo. I do not eat Alfredo.
That's my food.
I haven't had Alfredo in literally, I can't remember the last time.
I think it was like less than 6 months ago when we went to an Olive Garden.
I did not get a chicken Alfredo. If I went to an Olive Garden, I'm getting the 5 cheese or penne or whatever it is. Zachary, you gotta get to it.
Let's get to it.
Get into it.
What's one of my biggest insecurities?
I can name a few.
This is like making us call you out on your
insecurities. I don't care though. But I own it. I really want to know. Zachary's gonna be like, she's fucking ugly, dude. She has so many.
You beat me to it. Your teeth before the veneers. You still kind of, it still bugs you today.
That what?
I don't know. Actually, they don't bug you anymore. But you don't wear your mouth guard. You don't floss enough.
Zachary, shut.
Your acne. Because sometimes you break out like pretty decent or like pretty heavy. And you're like, oh my gosh, the world is heavy. What else?
I said only one, but if you have more, you can.
I mean, I don't think you're really insecure about how really messy you are. But I see it as something that you should probably look into.
Oh my gosh.
Like messy attitude?
No. Like messy room, leaving coffees on tables, leaving cereal boxes on the couch, you know.
It's funny because I think I used to leave cereal boxes on our couch in our apartment.
I think there was Brandy cereal was in our alley, couch. Even though she didn't even live in the apartment, just being there.
I wasn't that messy in the apartment. No. Yeah, they're all saying no.
No, also, we didn't keep our living room messy, but we kept our own rooms messy.
So what's the one that you're going to go with?
Biggest one?
Yeah, it is the biggest one, but what's the one that you are most confident in?
Your 8 chins.
Your what?
My what?
Your 8 double chins.
Damn. Zach, he went into that one.
Yeah, I knew he was going to. I'm surprised.
I saved the best for last.
He literally has pictures of me, and it's like the worst. I look the worst. He's pulling them up as we speak. Okay, rough girls, what's yours?
We were going to say teeth.
But like you got that fig, or like you got work.
Zachary, shut Zach's up.
Face.
Our next guess would have been nose.
Okay.
And then if that wasn't a thing, then acne.
Yeah, so nose is a really big one. I have a crooked nose. And also, it's, like, a different color. And I talk about it a lot.
A different color?
Yeah, like, remember, Brian, how, like...
Yeah.
Like, one part of our nose is, like, a different color. I remember having this conversation with you, Brandy. And then also my acne. I wasn't going to say chins.
That came out of the ballpark. For those of you listening, Zach is showing us a picture of Sarah with all her chins.
Quote-unquote. It's because I laugh a lot, you know?
You laugh and your jaw sinks into your neck, bro.
I think you guys all got points because, yeah, I'm just, like, some of my biggest insecurities are my nose and my acne. But, like, I own up to those kind of things. It's not like I'm going to be like, whatever.
Fair.
Okay, yeah. Give us one more question.
One more question.
One more question. On the happier note, who is the dream person I want to see in concert? Like, I would die. I would sell my soul to see this person live in concert.
Oh,
sell your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Is he good looking or is she good looking?
Zach, is that
it? They?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that question.
I said cheery.
They are good looking.
Are they good looking?
They are good looking. That's what I meant. It's like they are good looking.
Sell your soul.
Yeah.
That's a big commitment.
We got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about right now? What's going through your mind?
I'm thinking of like not really rappers, but more of singers. And I'm trying to think of people you've already seen, like maybe at Coachella or at Life is Beautiful or even at NAU, because you guys get a lot of people who came in.
This is someone you haven't seen before.
I haven't seen, no. I haven't seen this person.
You know what?
I'd literally sell my soul.
I got my answer locked in.
I don't know who goes first.
Choose.
Because I'm pretty sure we're going to get it right.
Do you think you're going to get it right?
No, I don't. So you can go first.
You go first.
All right, Frank Ocean.
Yeah, it's Frank Ocean.
It's Frank Ocean.
Word to you, mother.
There's literally a painting of Frank Ocean sitting in front of my little brother and I. And I was like, I don't know if he's going to look at the big ass painting that's in front of him or if he's just going to keep guessing.
Yeah.
Didn't he perform?
I've never seen him live.
I thought he performed at a Coachella the time you guys were there.
I've never been to Coachella.
Or excuse me.
He didn't go. Nope. Never seen him.
We saw Daniel Caesar.
Yeah. I would literally sell my soul to see Frank Ocean.
I don't know if I'd sell my soul to see him.
Who would you see?
Well, you know, I started watching the Beyonce documentary and seeing her presentation, Like, that was immaculate. Yeah, she had the band, she had everything. Mm-hmm. And then I've seen videos of Frank Ocean. I mean, yeah, the vibe is cool. It's him on stage. But if I'm going to sell my soul, bro, I got to see something that I'm never going to forget.
Beyonce, you think?
I don't know enough Beyonce songs to want to...
It's okay. I saw her and literally was one of the best concerts ever. I didn't know all of her songs, but the whole show that she puts on mm-hmm. made the experience.
Exactly.
100% recommend.
I feel like Zachary listens to a whole bunch of, like, you know, rappers, and I don't really...
Let's ask around. Who would you sell your soul for?
Okay, yeah, let's see. Who would you guys sell your soul for?
I think everyone knows my answers already.
Yeah. Zachary knows your answer.
Front row.
Zachary yeah. knows your answer.
Zachary.
Harry Styles.
Yeah. I don't,
but front row meet and greet
all the worst.
Meet and greet at his hotel room later on, just to have conversations.
It was supposed to happen this past weekend, Zach.
I know my sister was bummed about it too.
Oh, sad.
She was sad for you.
I was supposed to go with her. I was sad for myself.
Oh,
I'm sad for.
But myself. Also for Brandy.
I have no idea who I would see.
I feel like I have to have one main person. And then two of my favorites I've seen already, Bruno and Lainey. Mm. But I would want to see Lauryn Hill.
Oh!
And she came here, but we were in school and I couldn't go. Stevie Wonder.
Ooh.
And 12-year-old me would want to go back and see Justin Bieber because my parents refused to take me to the concert.
Did you see him in this most recent music video? Boy. He was? Boy! Did you see him walking around in that house? Boy!
That. Pop star. That yes. was so good. I loved that.
Oh, I have not seen
it. It's a good video. His hair gives me like JBE circa 2009 vibes when he's wearing his hat and his hair flares out.
Yes.
He's so...
That's when we were together, so but it was such a long time ago.
I love him so much.
What a time.
Lee, you don't have no one?
I don't think so. Well, I probably do, but I just don't know.
I feel like you listen to so much artists. That's why it's hard for you to
pick. I listen to so many people. I have no idea.
I'm from different, like, genres.
It'll come to me one day.
Stay tuned for the answer.
Can I say my artist?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, okay. That would be a good one. That would be a good one.
But I would say, like what Brandy said, I want front row, I want backstage, I want to meet him. I want to meet his producers. Yeah. Are those all the questions?
Yeah. You lost.
I know.
It's okay.
Hey, you did pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Have a good fight.
Like, I don't think I would have ever guessed the alcohol question, the what do you drink?
For shits and giggles, can you please mimic the way that I talk?
Okay, guys. I just want to say thank you all for listening to what I have to say today. By the way, I don't know about you know exactly how the way you sound.
You forgot the cool, tight.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
tight. Oh, dude. Oh,
no cap. No cap.
We'll be ordering food through a drive-thru line. Oh, sweet. Tight. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yes. I know exactly the voice you're thinking of, Zach.
Exactly. So right? Exactly.
Thank you.
Thanks.
She sounds like...
This is how I do it.
Like a white girl from Malibu or something. It's like she's a walking Brandy Melville store, you know? You know what I mean? Like her wardrobe is full of shirts with butterflies and light wash jeans and all white Air Force Ones.
I don't have any shirts with butterflies on them.
Excuse me, stars.
Okay, you got me there. Not light wash jeans though. Anyways.
Is this my cutoff time now?
I was just gonna say when I go through drive-thru lines, I'm very polite always. Thank you so much.
And then when the guy goes to hand her order, she purposely like touches his hand and says,
"I don't do that.
Thank you.
I don't do that. Coronavirus. I don't be doing that out here. I don't do that."
He said, "Thank you."
No.
Okay, is this my time? All right. Thank you guys for allowing me to be on here. I really appreciate it for listening to what I have to say, and I hope to be on here soon again. And
do you want to plug anything?
Coronavirus is real.
Oh, that's not a plug.
I
mean, like,
I want people to be aware of this. Oh, yeah. My IG. Okay, IG. Don't remember it. ZebraCart. At ZebraCart. That's Twitter. That's all I really got.
If you live in the LA area, he details and waxes cars.
I clean cars, but I don't want to do that no more.
I don't want to do it. Actually, don't come to his business anymore.
I just want to do it for family and friends.
Super Side Don't Pull High was like, which brother's going on the podcast for Sarah? Is it Z Burkhart?
Like, yes. I don't really have anything else to plug other than just saying thank you.
Tight.
Sweet.
Thanks for coming on here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys. Alright, thank you. Alright. Adios. Adios, amigos.
Peace out.
Cool?
Yeah.
Get that head, get that bread.
Then leave.
Peace out. Club going.
Anyways, thank you for listening to Brown Sugar Hour. This is Sarah, your co-host, closing out. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to follow us on our social medias, Grove Girls. Yeah, anything else? Any other closing words, facts, comments, concerns? I see a whole bunch of nodding heads. So, and in that note, peace out.
Bye.
Bye.